I think if anything off the field ever was a testament to the work that goes on in Tyrone clubs and across Tyrone, the association in Tyrone. The money raised here today has been raised by our clubs, by individuals within the county, and this facility which everyone's able to see tonight, and of course topped off by the unfailing of the Octagon. It's just a supreme example of working together to ensure the betterment of the association, and in particular in Tyrone.
What a night for Club Tyrone, but what a night for the GAA in the county, really. This is testament to everything it does go on. A great occasion.
Absolutely, a marvellous occasion. Gales from across the county, obviously here tonight to see the new facility, to see around them the centre, the Tyrone Centre, or Tyrone GAA headquarters, to see it, and obviously in the build-up to the weekend when we have our hurlers and our footballers and our minor footballers all out, and everybody's buzzing because of the games and wanting to see the team. But they've had the opportunity to look around them tonight and see that this centre, which is going to be here for at least the next three generations, it's something which is going to stand at least that test of time, because it is as modern as anything ever can be in Ireland.
One or two wee things still to be done, but it's all set for the opening in September.
That's right. I mean, what we're working towards now at this stage is, today was an opportunity for the Gaels of Tyrone that have given off their time and their money to actually see around them, to basically sit back and realise how far this county has come since we won our first All-Ireland in 2003, and now we're building towards the 28th of September, which will be the 10th anniversary, and by that stage we would hope that the whole facility will be finished, and the whole headquarters, I'll not use the word facility, I'll use the word headquarters, will be finished, and the base that's going to be Tyrone's will be there for the next generations, and they will see it in its full splendour on the 28th of September.
You're proud tonight, you'll be even prouder come that date.
I think, you know, it takes an awful lot of people to make this happen, and I think tonight was an opportunity for any Gael in Tyrone who has given up of their, as I say, their own cash and their own time within our clubs and as individuals and companies and businesses, all those people that have given here tonight. I'm very proud to be involved as one of those, because this is a family, the GAA family in Tyrone is one which is magnificent in all it does, and I think tonight has proved how good we are in Tyrone, and I would just urge everybody that gets the opportunity over the next number of months to take the opportunity to come up and have a look around and see for themselves what it being a Tyrone Gael can mean.
Hugh McAleer, Club Tyrone chairman, you must be very, very proud of the way things have turned out tonight.
Yes, Paddy, it's a very special night for all the Gaels of Tyrone. A very big crowd here, and we're very pleased to, I suppose, to mark the, if you like, the unofficial opening of the Gervahi complex. At the end of the day, it's testament to the generosity and the commitment of Tyrone supporters.
There's some buzz, there's some atmosphere here tonight, and I think everybody really is just in awe of the facilities.
Yeah, well, I'm getting goosebumps myself. I suppose it is the culmination of 5 years hard work, and on everybody's part, all the committees and subcommittees of the Tyrone County Board, the Gervahi patrons, the Club Tyrone members, and just everybody that's associated with Tyrone. It's a special night, but as I always say, Club Tyrone is a journey. It's not a destination. We must keep going. We're looking for new members, and anybody that wants to join can download the form from the Club Tyrone website.
You're still selling away, quite rightly so as well, but this just whets the appetite for September, doesn't it?
It does indeed, and I must pay testament again to all the people that worked here very hard over the last few days to take this place from a fairly raw building site to something that's very presentable. And just, I want to pay thanks to each and every person that was involved in that scramble earlier on today. Thank you.